Auburn is headed back north. Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in. Welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, who is doing the swivel right now. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. It's Tuesday. I'm a little under the weather, just a little bit, but you know, I need one more good rain to wash some pollen away over where I'm at. Other than that, I'm Gucci. But like I said at the top of the show, Auburn's headed back north, specifically Auburn basketball to Auburn North. That's right. We're headed back to Nashville. We are playing Wisconsin, and I'm not sure the date of the game at all. I don't know if you have the details on that, but yeah, it's another opportunity to travel to play basketball. And I feel like it's different when it comes to between football and basketball. Like, you know, a lot of people are upset that Baylor is not coming to Auburn for the first game of the season. We're going to Atlanta.
Real quick, December 19th in Nashville, 2026 on a Saturday.
Okay, so December 19th in Nashville is when we play Wisconsin in basketball.
Hey, dude, right before Christmas. Talk about it. Like
before. Is it that Hoopsgiving tournament, or is that in Atlanta?
No, that's it. That's Atlanta every year, and that's a little typically a little earlier in December, I feel like.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out if we're in that again, or I guess this take – I don't know. Interesting. Anyway. I think
this is just – we're just playing a game inside Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah. So that being said, I feel like the vibe for that is different than – football, because, you know, like I was saying, people are upset that we're playing Baylor in Atlanta, not in Auburn, after we scheduled a home and home. We were up there last year, and it's just, you know, one of those things where, you know, you wish you had it in your home place, but at the same time, it's just how the current state of NIL is for football. Players get paid. Sorry, it is a slow start for me today. And I just think basketball is different because you get the opportunity to travel. You get to show your team on a broader scale, on a national, you know, I guess more of a national scale, I guess you can say, because those games are very, very widely televised, the neutral site games. So it'll be cool to see. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like it. It's also just an opportunity for more Auburn fans to see the team. You know, Neville Arena is one of the hardest places to play in college basketball. That's a fact, but it's also one of the smaller places. It only holds about 9,000 people. So playing in a place like Bridgestone Arena, you're just more opportunity for the fans to see the team. The thing about the Baylor side, like, you know, with the Baylor Auburn football is Mercedes-Benz only holds like 71 to 75,000. I think if you're including standing room. Jordan Hare on the other hand holds like what? 89,000. I think 87 to 89,000.
Yeah.
So then you're losing, you know, you're losing capacity for fans to see the team. TV wise, it's honestly probably about the same. I mean, yeah, like going to play in Atlanta, I think we're playing like the Chick-fil-A kickoff game, which is like, yeah, it's a big game. Like that's a big kickoff game. It's typically one of the bigger games of the early part of the season, kicking off the season. So it'll be covered really well by TV, but same with these basketball games. The non-conference games, you know, in neutral sites typically get the most attention of the college basketball world. That's pretty early on in the season. That's before you even start, you know, SEC play. So it's just good to get some more national spotlight on Auburn. I mean, you saw last year teams played in D.C. There was a big tournament with like Duke and Michigan. And obviously you had we played Houston in Birmingham. And, you know, there's so many different little small matchups and games that are played in neutral site that get a lot of attention. So just it'll just be good for the program to kind of have the national spotlight on us for a little bit.
Yeah, and I like it too. And I know this game's not a tournament situation like the, you know, the Players Era tournament in Vegas, but it is good to have a team like we have this year getting to travel on a neutral site. I know this is kind of like common knowledge, but you know, it kind of helps you get acclimated for that tournament grind when it gets to the late in the season. So
keep in mind Auburn's had success in Bridgestone Arena. I mean, the heck, that's where the SEC tournament has played for the last couple of years. So Auburn has won an SEC tournament championship inside that arena. So it's not like, you know, it's unnatural for us to be playing here. Like we've got experience there. Steven's been in the building a ton of times. You know, obviously at this point, Tahad's been in there multiple times. I mean, yeah, some of the other guys haven't just because they haven't been in the SEC. It's a pretty new team, but other than that, like it's, it's not crazy. Like, it's Auburn's been in there and been in that situation. So it's also just a good prep for once you get to the SEC tournament. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, we've been here before. We've been in this arena. We know how these rims work. We know the depth perception is off from Neville and stuff like that. So we've already been here. We've already played here, and let's go try to win the SEC tournament.
Yeah. And I like that, you know, Bridgestone, we joke it's Auburn North because everyone travels well and everything. So it's cool to see that for sure. I just hope that we can get more, like, Wisconsin's a good basketball team, like, in the past here and there, but, you know, this is one of those games where hopefully we can handle business on a national scale, turn some heads, and, you know, do what we need to do, handle business like a good team should handle business. So, you know,
if you ask me right now, I would expect us to win that game.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I agree 100%. You know what else you can expect when you ask me where to go to get shirts? AUShirts.com. That's my answer. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see the shirts, hoodie, and hat, or hoodies and hat on your screen. We add new styles weekly. We are very, very closely approaching getting some social hour gear, so keep your eyes peeled for that and a head on the swivel, because it is approaching quickly. Again, that is AUShirts.com. And again, if you sport your gear from AUShirts.com, be sure to wear it, tag us, and we would love to share it on the show. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Yeah, go also head on over to buyauburn.com and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn fan looking to support Auburn companies, Auburn run businesses, and go to buyauburn.com today and check out the website, the index, see what all is out there. Or, you know, if you're a business owner and you're a massive Auburn fan, you love the Auburn Tigers, then go to buyauburn.com today, sign up, get on that index, and let's just keep growing this thing and get it as big as we can. It's just a great way to support each other, support the Auburn family. And why not support the Auburn family? Like, if you're looking to go, you know, buy something, then if there's something that's run by the Auburn fan, why not support them over somebody else, some other fan? So go to buyauburn.com today to learn more details and get started.
Yeah. So moving to the next topic, and it's been, I guess, a good 24 hours now since this was said, because it kind of pretty much was a news story that kind of took over the Mont Hardy thing, which, by the way, we're still thoughts and prayers are still with him as he's recovering from the gunshot wound.
Apparently, they had three suspects arrested, all former high school football teammates.
Wow, that's crazy, really crazy. That's actually wild to me. But anyway, if you've been living under a rock, Lane Kiffin had some things to say yesterday, which honestly I think was a massive reach. And, you know, he's come out and since said, oh, you know, I didn't mean to offend anybody, but we know Lane Kiffin. He is playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers most of the time in the media and on social media. He's always being cryptic, always, you know, trying to do the most extra, most bestest. It's so extra. It hurts to watch, honestly. And he claims that it's, you know, social awkwardness, but I don't agree with that at all, considering he is all over the place with women from every which way of the SEC. And who knows outside the SEC, who knows Lane Kiffin's track record there. But anyway, because I'm sure it's a long list, but again, I don't buy the social awkwardness part of it. But Graham, kind of go into what he said, because it's just like,
yeah, so
it's so stupid.
He did an interview with Vanity Fair. And basically the premise of the interview was that part of the reason he left Ole Miss to head to LSU was because he would have conversations with recruits saying that their grandparents wouldn't let them move to Oxford, Mississippi because of the racial history with that area and Oxford. And, you know, it's just, he said, like, their mascot being the Rebels, stuff like that. And everyone's just like, brother, like, why are you saying this? Like, that, like, yeah, I don't care if who knows if those stories are even true, that recruits called him and said that's not the point. The point is you don't just bash another school in like this, where now that school has to play cleanup and, you know, shut everything down as quickly as possible because of something that you said. Like, that's just, it's so disrespectful. It's not necessary. Like, that's just not needed in college football. Like, you just didn't have to say that. Like, there's no good reason to say it.
That's just Lynn Kiffin, man. That's just who he is. So, that's,
yeah, you're right. He literally came out and was like, look, I wasn't trying to take any shots, but the truth is the truth. I was like, stop. Stop saying stuff, dude. Like, you're just hurting this program even more. Like you're gone. You're the coach of LSU now. You could have said a million other things for why you left to be at LSU. You could have been like, oh, yeah, you know, the boosters and you know, they just felt like I was going to have more opportunities at LSU to get the job done than I was at Ole Miss. Let's be realistic here. Ole Miss wasn't ever going to win a national championship under Lane Kiffin. That just wasn't going to happen.
No.
Ole Miss is not as bought in money-wise, nor do they probably have the funds that LSU does. LSU is just a bigger name, a bigger program in the SEC. Say that.
Yeah, just bigger football brand. Yeah, like you don't have to like take an absolute dump on the school that
and it just puts you it,
put
it,
on
it
the map.
and it just puts a stain on the state of Mississippi in a whole too. Like it's ridiculous.
It's so crazy too, because if you remember the timeline of the situation, he literally left his team midway through a playoff run to go coach LSU. And he does this everywhere he goes. There never is a clean exchange with an exit and entrance with Lane Kiffin ever. I have yet to see one. And people are like defending this, saying like, well, he's got a point because Ole Miss, they live. But if you go and you go to their campus, I went to their campus for a game a couple of years ago. Very diverse. Don't know what you're talking about, Lane. I don't understand that logic of saying
I was watching First Take today. Mm-hmm. You don't know what First Take is? Pat McAfee show was about to come on, and they were talking about it. I like watching Pat McAfee show. Anyway, watching First Take today with Stephen A. Smith, and they were talking about this whole thing. And Stephen A. was like, yeah, literally last year I was in Oxford for a football and basketball game. And he said, I had such a pleasant experience in Oxford, Mississippi. He said the people were fantastic. Everyone was super nice. Like I felt, you know, it just felt like a great community.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no reason to come out and say something like that. It affects people, affects their livelihood. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And like, if that were true, Lane, like if that were true, even remotely true, you wouldn't have pulled some of the recruits that you already have there that still stayed. You know, like, and like the ones that came before, that's my thing. Like if that was the case that you had grandparents saying they didn't want to go to Ole Miss, then how was your teams in the conversation year in and year out when you were there? You know what I mean? And I get that Ole Miss is the, you know, especially the game that I went to, their student section didn't show up until like after halftime, and they stayed for maybe 7 to 8 minutes of the third quarter, then left to go back and party, because Ole Miss gets the stigma that they're the party school, which they are. That's what they're known. Literally, they're like souvenir cups, because I collect souvenir cups whenever I go to any sporting event. And I'm sure I'm not the only one, especially people listening to this. It's just a thing. If you're a sports fan, it's like on your checklist as a sports fan. Like, hey, if I go to this stadium, I want the souvenir cup. Well, I have
Barron's cups and everything.
I have a plethora of the Auburn ones. Like, I have enough to heal a village. You know what I mean? It's insane. But on the commemorative, like, collector's cup, it's like, come to the sip and party on. It's like, oh, okay, so y'all just embrace it now. Like, that's just, and on top of that, they're pumping in crowd noise too, because they have hardly any fans present, and don't let any broadcast preview otherwise, because they pump in crowd noise like I've never heard before. I'm like, that crowd noise? I was like, what is, there's not that many people in here on a noon kickoff. And no, stop it. That's just insane. And it's Lane taking shots unnecessarily, because again, it's Lane Kiffin. It's just who he is. It's who he is. And he's trying to start something. And if you look at this is what's really funny too. And I don't know if you saw this, Graham, but Lane Kiffin, Sark, and I'm going blank on Ole Miss's new head coach, the guy that was the
Golding.
Yeah, they're all scheduled to be on the same day at SEC Media Days in Destin. So it's like, that's it literally, you can't write a movie script that good.
SEC Media Days is in Destin? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I missed when they were at the Winfrey Hotel over here. Really bad.
Over here in Hoover.
I wouldn't mind going to one in like Nashville or something. You know what I mean? That would be cool. But, you know, it is what it is. Destin would be cool too. I wouldn't mind going to Destin. I haven't been to the beach.
It is the beach.
I ain't been to the beach since COVID. But, you know, we'll. I know, man. It's been a minute. We're more, you know, my family, if you know me, my family, we are lake people through and through. Yep. Like, I could, if I had to pick anywhere to, like, go take cover, it'd be the lake. If it came down to, like, the end of the world, I'm like, where are you headed? The lake. Lake Martin. See you there. But, yeah, man, I don't, like, do you think, and I want your thoughts, too, on what he said when he was like, oh, I didn't mean to offend anybody. Like, yes, you did.
Oh my gosh, he knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew what was going to come of when he said that comment. He knew exactly what was going to happen. And I would, real quick, I want to read the actual comments, like the itself, just so like we're
paraphrasing.
But this is straight from Vanity Fair on their X account. So this is what it says. It said when he was coaching there, Kiffin says Top Recruits would tell him, "Hey, coach, we really like you, but my grandparents aren't letting me move to Oxford, Mississippi." He then goes on to say, that doesn't come up when you say Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Parents are sitting here this weekend saying the campus's diversity feels so great. It feels like there's no segregation.
Interesting. Interesting way to put that, Lane. Good Lord. He, when you think it wouldn't get worse, it does. And him trying to backtrack on that, saying that, when he's like, yeah, I didn't mean for that to come off offensive. What did you want it to come off as?
What did you expect?
What was the goal? Like, in your head, did you think, hey, maybe, just maybe, I shouldn't say this? Even though he's Lane Kiffin and that's what he's known for, you would think there would be something in his head, but at the same time, he doesn't care. He's making all the money in the world. It's
$91 million is a contract? Insane.
That nuts. And I'm sure, you know, and there's already been, you know, reports that he's already being a sly dog over at LSU. I mean, you look at, you know, Twitter, literally like not even a week, he had been there a week and there was already like sorority girls being like, look at my DMs. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Like, holy cow. It's Lane Kiffin, you know, all that. It's just, I don't know, man. I don't like Lane Kiffin. I like him as an offensive mind. I don't like him as a person. Because he knows what he's doing. It's always calculated. If you don't think it is, you're nuts. Again, like I said earlier, he is playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers when it comes to off-season and honestly in-season shenanigans. You know, and, you know, I hate to sound like, you know, that, but I mean, that's just the truth. I mean, he was like that when he was at Tennessee. He was like that at USC. You know, at Bama too, I've heard some stories from when he was at Bama and his time there. And then obviously Ole Miss, you know, there's stories there too. So
USC.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. USC. Like when he was
any coach at FAU too.
Yeah, he did. That's right. I totally forgot about FAU. That was,
that was before Ole Miss.
Yeah. That was between Bama.
Yeah. It was Bama. He was a coordinator at Bama, got FAU head coach, then got Ole Miss head coach.
That's so crazy. I totally forgot about that stint in his coaching career. Good. How long was he there? Like 3 years or something like that?
I could not tell you.
Because I can't remember what year he was the OC at Bama. But I felt like he was there forever, too. I don't know. It just like that whole, from when he went to Bama to Ole Miss, it just felt like forever. I don't know why it did. It just did. But yeah, let us know in the comments what you think. Do you think this was a calculated move by Lane, or do you think it's just Lane being Lane? Like, do you think he's just, you know, to me, he is like a snake in the grass when it comes to stuff. And just honestly, as a person, I think he is a snake. But again, let us know what you think in the comments, in the live chat. We love to, you know, see what y'all think about it. And again, let us know if you get gear from AUShirts.com. And we'd love to shout you out on the show and make you a part of the show, because that's what we like to include everyone here. So, but yeah, other than that, I don't really have anything. You got anything?
Just real quick. Baseball plays tonight. I think they're playing as we speak, playing Jacksonville State. I feel like we played Jacksonville State so many times this year. It's kind of crazy.
I know. My dad, he was like, my God, he goes, I swear they've played Auburn. So I said, that's what I was saying the other day. I feel like Auburn played Jack State. Like,
it's insane. Also, We might be playing at their place tonight. We might be.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah. And then that's happening tonight. And then really big series this weekend. We're playing the Georgia Bulldogs. You know, the regular season SEC champs have been unreal this year. Absolutely slugging the ball, hitting home runs like crazy. Mm-hmm. Auburn's got a chance to prove why they should be a national seed. I think they've done enough already, but if they could get at least one win and possibly even win the series, we are playing at home. That helps. Mm-hmm. Would be so awesome to get that national seed locked up. And also, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming.
Yes. Can't wait. Next week, right?
May 19th is when it starts. So next
week. Yeah, next week. Yeah,
Tuesday.
Yeah. Yep. So a week from today. So that's exciting. Hopefully, if some of y'all are there, I think I'm going to try to be there for at least.
If Auburn plays on the 19th, I'll be there. If not, I won't.
Well, there you go.
I leave on the
24th. Regardless, it's a fun tournament to go to. If you're from out of town, definitely come check out the SEC baseball tournament in Hoover. It'd be really fun, especially if me or Graham or both of us happen to be there and you're there. Come say hello. We'd love to talk to you and, shake some hands and take some pictures if, don't want to do that. I'm down for whatever. So, other than that, make sure to check out us on where you listen to anywhere you get your podcast. Check us out on YouTube, subscribe, follow, all that stuff. Check out all the other podcasts we have on here, including the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, the baseball show, Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. Really good episode, Owen Papo last week. I actually watched it again just because it was that good. Or I listened to it in the car yesterday because I had a lot of drive time yesterday. I'll just say that. But other than that, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything? Cool. Well, everyone have a great rest of your night. As always, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and you have been listening to and watching the Barn Social Hour. Until next time, War Damn.
See you.